I'm being joined on Radio On the Go Sports by Hampton Dumont Cal volleyball coach Sarah Miller as we talk about the upcoming 2025 season. And coach, thanks for taking some time. Always a pleasure to talk Bulldog volleyball with you. Before we start out, you're back as the head coach this year. I know you had stepped down at the end of last season, but coming back this year, what was that like for you? You know, over this this last off season, ultimately, you know, ending up back here as the head volleyball coach.
I think it really gave me the opportunity to think about what was important to me. I think thinking about where I was at the end of last season and going through my administration coursework, I graduated in July with my administrative degree. And at this point in time, personally for me, I'm just not quite ready yet to begin that journey and reflecting and knowing and understanding how important volleyball, the program itself means to me, but also the players and the girls. And I just felt like it was best that I continue to something that I'm so very passionate about and want to continue to see this program build and succeed. And so I feel like for me right now, it is where I need to be.
All right, so talking about some personnel here. Graduated a lot of seniors last year, but a couple of returning starters, including Addison Albers, second on the team in kills last year. Also, Madison Helskov coming back for her junior season. So you got a couple of big hitters returning to the varsity lineup. When it comes to those two and kind of stepping into a little bit more of a leadership role, tell me about them and what you're kind of expecting their contributions to be here this year.
I don't think I could have asked for any better two returning players that have that varsity experience. Both Addie and Madison have really taken it upon themselves to be those leaders in the gym that I know and see in them. And we also, I feel like, had a perfect situation where those two, along with Kenley Hansen, also an incoming junior, were voted upon by their teammates as captains. And it just really sets this wonderful tone for our program. These three amazing girls who are developing into leaders and are growing our program. They're setting the tone both on the floor and outside of the gym on what it means to be a Bulldog. I think it's just, like I said, great opportunity for these girls to step in these positions and be those leaders, and be the confident builders for our underclassmen coming in.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but no seniors on the team this year, right? That's got to be something pretty unique, huh?
You are correct. I actually have not had that yet in my coaching career, but again, I think it's an amazing opportunity to continue to really focus on what is important, those foundational skills in volleyball, and how we can use those to build upon just getting better each and every day and being the best that we can be, competitive with each other, competitive with ourselves, and really being in control of what we want Bulldog volleyball to be.
You bet. So when it comes to filling some of the other positions here, you had mentioned Kenley Hansen as one of the other juniors here this year. But at this point, what are kind of some of those biggest question marks as far as, you know, filling out the rest of the lineup as you look to, you know, get things solidified for opening night?
Yeah, I would say along with those three that I've mentioned, also including Marin, just a powerhouse in the middle. She played a very big role on the JV level last year, and I think that she is stepping into the varsity role very nicely. She has explosiveness and makes really good connection with Kenley, especially because they had a great relationship on that JV level. As far as the other positions, honestly, I feel like it's anyone's game. We have some girls right now in the gym competing and working really hard, really focusing on some of their hitting mechanics and making sure that they have correct passing form and working on our angles. So at this point in time, I think everyone's just really working hard, being, like I said, competitive with themselves, but competitive with each other so that we can keep on pushing each other to be better every day.
Yeah, and certainly, or especially for all the newcomers to the varsity team, what do you think are some of the maybe some of the biggest lessons they were able to learn from all those seniors last year? A group that really helped set the tone for this program, recording your guys' first winning season in quite a few years. How did that kind of set the tone for now the future of this program coming up?
I think whenever you have a senior class that has such an amazing impact on our program and being able to basically take those underclassmen under their wing, they did such an amazing job like I said, kind of setting that tone of how the expectations have just continued to rise over the past few years. They had such amazing chemistry and teamwork, positivity, and just the skill level. And so I think they have really helped just show, especially, the ones who were around in the gym when they were there, what we want practices to be like, how we want to interact with one another. And I think that these girls currently take that, plus they're going to obviously add their own. And so it's just really special, when you lose such a big group like that, I think that there is impact that they still leave in the gym with us every day.
And another new thing with the school is that you guys get to play in a brand new gym. What's that been like for you guys? Or I guess have you been able to practice in there at all, or is it going to be a brand new once you step in for that first match here next week?
Yeah, we're going to take each day, one day at a time, and practice wherever we have the opportunity to be. Right now, we haven't quite been able to be in there, but I know that it will be in the near future. And when you say we're excited, we are excited. We had the opportunity to actually step foot in there, and you can just see the excitement on the girls' faces. I think just really being proud about the space that our community is providing for us is very, very key. And so it's going to be super exciting the time that we actually get in there. I think it's going to be emotional because it's something that these girls deserve, and it's a big thank you to the community for making that happen.
You bet. Just a couple questions left for you here. When it comes to the first part of the schedule, you'll open up the season by hosting West Fork here on August 28th, Thursday, August 28th, and then on the road to St. Edmund, and you host Clarion Goldfield Dawes to kind of get things rolling in North Central Conference play. So, what's your take on this first portion of the schedule?
We're going to take each day one day at a time, like I've said many times before, because we have to just be ready for what's in front of us and really focusing on what can we control, what can we develop, what can we grow. So I think that right now we're going to focus on our basics, focus on those fundamentals, and make sure that we have the skills down so that we can perform how we need to perform. So really focusing on ourselves, worrying about us. Obviously, we'll watch game film and we'll do what we can, but the main focus is going to be us and how we can set ourselves up for success by being in control of what we can control.
You bet. So focusing on yourselves here over the next week as you get ready for that first one against West Fork. What are the biggest areas of confidence though for this team right now? What are you feeling best about right now?
For confidence, I think it's so right now we're really working on communication. And so I think we're going to build our confidence through that communication. But that leadership that we do have with our captains, and also the returning plays of Addie and Madison, I think that really is going to help those underclassmen understand that they can have confidence in those upperclassmen, but also they are helping the underclassmen build confidence in themselves. Giving them the tools and the keys of how to be more successful, how to tweak something a little bit, continuing those opportunities to be working on those fundamental skills, and then just celebrating when we're making that three pass, celebrating when we have that amazing kill or that block. And that is just, you can just see the confidence in our underclassmen continuing to grow as we celebrate.
All right, just about out of time today. We'll certainly talk more throughout the year, but any final thoughts you'd like to share at this time before we wrap up?
I just want to say thank you again for your coverage. You guys are amazing. Just thank the community members. We're so excited to pack the gym that we're in, and just the support that the community gives us throughout our season, because Bulldog Volleyball is growing and continues to grow, and we are very appreciative of our community. So thank you so much.
All right, that's Hampton Dumont Cal volleyball coach Sarah Miller joining us here on Radio On the Go Sports. Appreciate the time today.
Thank you so much.